George Orwell famously wrote, "Power is in tearing human minds to pieces and putting them together again in new shapes of your own choosing," end quote. Orwell is viewed by many as a prophet of a rising tyranny that is inevitable among a free people who refuse to remain vigilant in the protection of it. Censorship is one of several powerful weapons in the modern political state's arsenal. The organized crime syndicate, commonly known as the United States federal government, aided and abetted by media giants, has moved American citizens perilously close to the future Orwell envisioned. Just how bad is it, you ask? Well, it's worse than most Americans think. Stay tuned for my conversation with my friend John Robertson next in this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Hi, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can listen to us Saturday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Global Star Radio Network. We're on Talk America Radio. That's talkamericaradio.us. Check their schedule for airing times. We're on Worldview Weekend Radio. We're on The Objective on Spreaker, Prepper Broadcasting Network, Fringe Radio Network, and of course you can listen to every episode on SoaringEagleRadio.com. John Robertson, my friend and brother, is the producer of The Hagman Report. He's also the co-host, along with Joe Hagman, of The Hagman Daily Report, and it is my blessing and pleasure to welcome John back to Soaring Eagle Radio. Welcome, John.
Pastor Mike, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, and I share the blessed sentiment with you today to be able to sit down and have what is frankly going to be an important, perhaps a bit disconcerting conversation about where we are today. Not only as the new media, but I would even extrapolate that to the remnant body of Christ here in the United States of America. What we're essentially experiencing at this time, in my opinion, is a confluence. It's a trifecta of three independent issues that are working in a perfect symbiosis of sin and sickness across the way that we communicate. And this has been troubling my heart for a couple of weeks now. We have greater communication capability today than heretofore ever seen in the history of mankind. And yet we seem in many ways and by many definitions more disconnected, and we seem to be experiencing a lack of communication, almost a state of incommunicado with one another. And I find that darkly ironic. And this trifecta that I'm speaking of, Pastor Mike, and I think this lays down a good infrastructure for where we can start this conversation today, is an intersection of the mainstream media news narrative today, is in the worst flat tailspin I've ever seen in 46 years of being alive. The outlets, the platforms that Americans have grown to trust for 5, 6, even in some cases 7 decades, have completely left the building. You can no longer trust CBS Nightly News, NBC, CNN. These are not trustworthy platforms. They are narrative-driven spin machines, and that's all they are. And that's troubling because, as you know, and most of your listeners at Soaring Eagle Radio know, most Americans are still in that old mindset, in the network media mindset of how they gather information. So we've got the mainstream media news narrative. Then that intersects with the most profound censorship that, again, I've seen in 46 years of being involved in media to one degree or another, minus my childhood, of course. And then third, we have the lawfare component. We have a cutthroat set of circumstances where people who disagree with your message, your political views, and or your spiritual beliefs have quickly learned that they can essentially shut you down or make or render you much less effective simply by employing tools of lawfare and burying your platform in lawsuits, frivolous, hyper litigious type lawsuits and literally bury your desk in court documents, affidavits, et cetera. And of course, all of that costs money to mitigate. So that's where we're at today. It's a trifecta of issues. And I know that you suggested we start with the article that I pinned recently. And before we unpack that, I just want to say a quick thank you to the participants that made this recent article possible. And I was really blessed, honored to be able to pull information from platforms as diverse as Diamond and Silk, SteveQuayle.com, Lisa Haven News, Tracy Beans, VetsForChildRescue.org, et cetera. So we really have a lot of voices in this particular piece, Pastor Mike, that to one degree or another echo the sentiment that I just shared with Soaring Eagle Radio listeners.
Yes. Well, thank you, John, for that great introduction. It laid a perfect foundation. And folks, I want to direct your attention to the article that John is talking about. You can find it on the HagmanReport.com, but the title is Tech Tyrants Collude with Homeland Security, Media Influencers Are the Target. So again, it is up at the HagmanReport.com, so you'll have to look for articles, but find this one. John, this one was posted May 23rd, so it's still relatively hot off the press. And one of the things that stood out to me was the very first paragraph talking about this article that Kerry O'Reilly wrote for Bloomberg Government. And it was an article entitled Homeland Security to Compile Database of Journalists, Bloggers. Now, that's interesting on the surface, but once you dug into that, it was absolutely astounding what they admitted that they were going to do. So why don't you take it from there and walk us through this?
Well, thank you, Pastor Mike. And not only did I dig into it, but at the risk of turning too cute a phrase, it really dug into me as well. So this article, I think it can be viewed in three sections or three components. Essentially, I unpack the actual piece from Bloomberg Government as reiterated by Forbes and ActivistPost.com. And I want to pause there momentarily. So we're sourcing, Soaring Eagle listeners, we're sourcing Bloomberg Government, Forbes, and ActivistPost.com. We're not sourcing Newsbusters or PJ Media or noted conservative platforms per se. Then the second part of the article is the insight from all of the different quote-unquote media influencers I named a moment ago, and they were kind enough to supply me with direct quotes and their sentiment regarding this just mission-critical imperative issue. And then the third part is a couple of paragraphs that conclude the article by actually how I was drawn into this in very much a first-person basis. But let's take a look at what the DHS is cooking up. Essentially, And I'll just read from the piece quickly. Essentially, the DHS is seeking bids from private companies that will monitor 290,000 global news sources and subsequently craft a database of, quote, media influencers, end quote, based, parenthetically, in part on sentiment of the respective news sources. Currently, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is entertaining seven separate bids from seven private big data companies. Secretary Nielsen does not generate income. She can only spend her ever-expanding budget, a budget paid for entirely with your ever-expanding tax obligation. Pastor Mike, let's take a look at verbatim what Bloomberg government reported. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security wants to monitor hundreds of thousands of news sources around the world and compile a database of journalists, editors, foreign correspondents, and bloggers to identify top media influencers. It's seeking a contractor that can help it monitor traditional news sources as well as social media and identify, quote, any and all, end quote, coverage related to the agency or a particular event, according to a request for information released April 3rd, 2018. Again, that request for information generated by BloombergGovernment.com. It goes on to say the data to be collected includes a publication's sentiment as well as geographical spread, top posters, languages, momentum, and circulation. No value for the contract was disclosed. Now, where this began, Pastor Mike, was with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, testifying before Congress. And it's interesting to just pause momentarily and juxtapose his testimony with that, the subsequent testimony of Lynette Hardaway and Rachelle Richardson, aka Diamond and Silk, who were in fact placed under oath as media influencers, whereas Mark Zuckerberg's testimony was not under oath. And I think that's a very important distinction to make. And it's certainly a distinction that Lynette and Rachelle made in their recent appearance with us at the Hagman Report Monday, April 30th. So Mark Zuckerberg agreed to use the data collection capabilities of Facebook in tandem with the Department of Homeland Security to create a list of media influencers. So whereas Bloomberg government got it more or less right, it's not just a 290,000 worldwide, you know, you start thinking of things like Al Jazeera or the state-run television in Iran, et cetera. No, no. It specifically says bloggers, and it is specifically it was motivated in part by Mark Zuckerberg offering to cooperate with Department of Homeland Security. Of course, Department of Homeland Security paying the bills, Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook doing the actual data collection. Then, not to be left at the start line, Google jumped into the fracas a couple of weeks later and announced that they would, in fact, work with the Department of Homeland Security as well to create this media influencer list. Now, I will pause here and hand it back to you, but I'll tease the Soaring Eagle listeners with this. It was when Google began to compile their list that I found myself personally tangled up in this.
Yeah, yeah. So what John is talking about here, folks, and you're all intelligent people, you understand what is happening and the implications of this, is that all of the data that's been compiled on you, and I don't know too many people, John, that don't have some type of a social media profile. Now, there's an increasing number of folks that are just leaving Facebook cold, and I get it. Now, I've talked about doing that myself for a long time. The problem for me is that some of the ministry sites that I run are tied to my Pastor Mike page. And if I close that down, then I lose those admin rights. So trying to think through how I can keep the other sites up for ministry purposes and just shut mine down. But the point I'm getting at is this. All of that data, and this is not news to most people, but all of the data points, information, things that you post on social media or tweet or put out on YouTube, any content that you're creating, any footprint that you leave, What John is talking about is the government is looking for a contractor to compile all of that information. And what they're doing is they are going to create a profile for you where they can predict, if you will, they can predict or give an evaluation or an estimate of what threat level you might pose to the United States government in relation to any potential future actions they may take. Now, some people hearing that, John, would say, what? Are you crazy? The government is going to profile its own citizens. Well, folks, listen, what other reason would a government engage in mass censorship and data collection, profiling its citizens, if not for the foundational and principal point to determine who represents a bona fide threat? And they believe that they can come to that conclusion based on your public image, those things that you put out there, even the shows that you appear on, the associations that you make. And need I remind you that that even includes your email exchanges, who you are emailing with, the conversations that you're having. John,
yes,
we all know nothing is secret in emails, are they?
Well, no. In fact, it's part of our standard business protocol at HagmanReport.com to create an email trail. That's what we call it. Anytime we begin a new business agreement with anyone, and that can be something as run of the mill as just scheduling a guest, be they a repeat guest or a debut appearance on the show, or something more complicated like sorting through the lawfare components that we deal with, or future speaking events, promotions, financials, et cetera. So nothing is private in email. And what I'd like to do, with your permission, Pastor Mike, is take 2 or 3 minutes and give the Soaring Eagle Radio listeners a first person account from various media influencers, I think many of whom your audience will immediately recognize.
Yes,
so please, with your permission, let's dive into this.
Yes.
We'll start with Lisa Haven. So LisaHavenNews.com, Lisa Haven on YouTube. She's got just over 288,000 subscribers. She has been reporting in a fearless manner for a number of years. And as I note in the article, she more often than not gets it right. Now, Lisa, in her own words, says the following, quote, "Mass censorship of conservatives and patriots isn't coming. It's already here. My channel has been targeted. Yours will be next." And then I noted in the article, before we move on, I will remind you respectfully that the foul collaboration between DHS, Facebook, and Google is not going to stop with media influencers. Now, Pastor Mike, this goes directly to the church and to your listeners. No, this is just the next step, the next push of the Overton window. Now, for expediency's sake, I'll encourage your listeners to do their homework on Overton window and familiarize yourself with that concept. We just don't have time to go into it today. So this is just the next step, the next push of the Overton window, moving us into an inescapable control grid of falsified information that naturally results in society making the wrong decisions. Now, this comes full circle to your fantastic opening commentary and direct quote from George Orwell. And what happens here is pretty simple. I go on to write, errant decisions are made at kitchen tables nationwide, often with long-term awful consequences, because you were lied to through the baseline knowledge or propaganda upon which you made said decision or decisions. The goal of the legitimate new media is to equip you, every single one of the Soaring Eagle Radio listeners across all of the networks enumerated at the opening of this show. The goal of the legitimate new media is to equip you to break this cycle. We stand squarely next to the engines that run this country, and you, listeners, each of you are that engine. Lisa Haven goes on to say, quote, "Those who do nothing to stand against the attacks on our First Amendment will rain down tyranny on our once free land." Pastor Mike, with your permission, I'm going to jump directly to Craig Sawman Sawyer.
Yes, please.
One of the foremost snipers in U.S. Marine Corps history, who then retired from the Marine Corps and took up a position as a U.S. Navy SEAL working under DEVGRU. And I had the honor to meet and have extended fellowship with Craig last May, about a year ago right now in Chicago. So Craig Sawman Sawyer, after leaving the armed forces, two spec ops positions in the Marines and the Navy, respectively, he got into tracking down poachers in Africa. And that led him into the convoluted, confusing warlord political environment that often has, among other things, narcotics trafficking, diamond trafficking, weapons trafficking, and unfortunately and regrettably, child trafficking. Those are the financial engines that run these African warlord regions. And this got Craig really fired up to do something, to use. When the first time I interviewed him offline, which was about 16, 17 months ago, I heard him on InfoWars. It was a God shot, Pastor Mike. Somehow the Lord provided me with Craig's cell phone number within maybe a day and a half, 2 days of that InfoWars interview. That doesn't normally happen. It usually takes a few days to track these people down. And Craig decided to form vetsforchildrescue.org. Now that's vets, the numeral four, childrescue.org. And to be perfectly blunt, we didn't really understand what Craig was trying to do in the early days. Doug and Joe Hagman and myself had several meetings about how to assist Craig, and we were also just getting to know him at that time. But long story short, vetsforchildrescue.org used the power of the new media through documentary filmmaking to raise national awareness of child trafficking. And you'll recall, and your listeners will recall, that it was only about a year ago, a year and a half ago, that people like Liz Crokin, like Melissa Zachariah, better known as Honeybee, and their counterparts were really starting to raise awareness of child trafficking in the new media, generally completely ignored by the failing mainstream news media. So Craig and I talked about this media influencer problem, and Craig sent me the following quote, and I need to drop a caveat before I share the quote. Vetsforchildrescue.org is an apolitical organization, whereas I produce a political news program. Pastor Mike, Soaring Eagle Radio, I think is similar in that respect. But Vetsforchildrescue.org is an apolitical organization. It is designed specifically to take the most defenseless among us out of the clutches of those who would rape them, torture them, and in some cases, murder them and even consume. That's where we're at today. Yes. Anyway, here's what Craig says. Quote, "What you described with Google is an attempted communications coup. They haven't been able to get Trump railroaded out yet, so they're trying to suppress the strong patriot voice. Diabolical." Direct quote from Craig Sawyer, who, by the way, his organization put seven pedophiles and child traffickers in jail in St. George, Utah, approximately 8 weeks ago. I had an opportunity to speak with Steve Quayle about this issue. Steve said, quote, "John, I don't know exactly how long you've been following my work, but I've been warning people of this time for 15 years. We are in a Dunkirk moment." Again, I think most Soaring Eagle radio listeners would understand that allusion, but look up Dunkirk if you need to. "The satanic, demonic New World Order globalists will do the following to any voice that stands in their way. Write it down." That's Steve Quayle speaking to me. I already had a pencil ready to rock. Steve goes on to say, quote, "Identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy." I will repeat that. Identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy. That ties directly, Pastor Mike, into your direct quote in your opening remarks from George Orwell. So I, in sort of a cavalier moment, I asked Doug Hagman during a network commercial break 2 weeks ago where he thought we were in that four-part paradigm, identify, vilify, nullify, and destroy. Doug said, quote, "We're past the sign that says nullify city limits," end quote.
That's right.
And I noted somewhat humorously, keep in mind that I asked Doug for that commentary during a network break. So let's pause there. I'll hand it back to you. And then what I'll do by way of wrapping up this article, and we can move on to some other issues, is explain how I personally got snared into this. Yes. Pastor Mike?
Yeah. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We've got a lot more to talk about, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Clean Foods for You is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our stringent quality controls and absolute zero GMO and testing for heavy metals makes us unique in the storable foods market. Try our products today and join the many others in discovering the best clean foods available in the storable food market. Order online at www.cleanfoodsforyou.com.
Dr. Mike Spalding has hit a home run with his new book, hashtag MTPGA, Make the Pulpit Great Again, 12 Things Christians Can Do Right Now. In Make the Pulpit Great Again, Dr. Spalding has addressed some of the gravest ills plaguing the American pulpit. Only through a policy of complacency and compromise adopted by the nation's pastors has the once great United States ceded the moral high ground and set the standard for the rest of the world in pornography, addiction, privation, and the murder of untold millions killed in state-sponsored, taxpayer-funded abortion mills. The words in Dr. Spalding's book contain the secret to restoring this country to her former glory. For if we are ever to make America great again, we must first have a national call to repentance by our church leaders. We must make the pulpit great again. Available on Amazon and other retail sellers.
Hi friends, Works LLC is a manufacturer of custom-made holsters, mag carriers, knife sheaths, and accessories. Works is your one-stop shop for high-quality inside or outside the waistband concealed carry holster. Works LLC is a Christian and family-owned and operated company that values Made in the USA. They are a proud sponsor of Soaring Eagle Radio. Visit Works LLC, www.werkz.com, works.com, and when you do, tell Shan that you heard about them on Soaring Eagle Radio. Works LLC, 855-937-5901, 855-937-5901, Works LLC. Hi, folks. Thanks for checking out our sponsors and telling them thank you for supporting Soaring Eagle Radio. Okay, folks, thanks for listening to those sponsor ads. That's something, again, new to Soaring Eagle, and we appreciate you checking out those websites. John, we were talking about this article that you penned and posted on the 23rd, and we're going to wrap this up now because there are some things going on today. Even we were talking before we went on the air, some of the articles and things that we wanted to touch on. So let's wrap this up. And so you were talking with Doug during a show break. And he said, "Well, we're already in the destroy."
Yeah, I was badgering him, is what I was doing.
That was a polite way then saying you were asking him. Yeah, so destroy. Now he personally knows that firsthand, doesn't he? And I don't want to go too deep there, but he's been attacked vociferously, hasn't he?
You know, I'm gonna say two things quickly. First of all, as the producer of the Hagman Report, I would respectfully remind all of the Soaring Eagle Radio listeners, pardon me, that the reality in the new media is it takes money to pay the bills. It just does. Everything, Pastor Mike, you know, just a pair of iPhone earbuds runs $25 to $35, and that's the minimum purchase that you have to make regularly to do what we do. So please support the sponsors of Soaring Eagle Radio. This is not about it's definitely not about getting wealthy. It's just about paying the bills, keeping us viable, and then hopefully under the will of the Lord God Almighty, keeping these platforms growing, because we have an enormous charge to keep at this point. And yes, Doug Hagman, I've really grown to love the Hagman family. They've adopted me as one of their own over the past year. since I relocated across the country. And it personally really irritates me to see what these people go through, because I can tell you from first person point of view, I'm around these folks every day, sometimes all day long, and they are truly decent people. There's not a ulterior motive bone in their bodies. They are decent people, and they're criminalized regularly. They're tagged with such vitriolic and sometimes violent statements in both the new media and the dinosaur media. And just on a personal note, it bugs me. You know, when I sit around their dining room table and I get to know these people and I hang out and play with the grandkids and the dogs, it bugs me that people who are honestly trying to accomplish something much larger than themselves are treated the way that they are. Basically, Pastor Mike, to wrap this up, what happened was right after the Diamond and Silk interview. Now, we've had Rochelle and Lynette on twice, and we're really honored to be able to get Diamond and Silk on the Hagmann Report. They are some of the biggest names in the new media. They hang out with President Trump all the time. Monday, April 30, Tuesday, May 1st, I began to send out emails from the Gmail account that I've used since day one producing for the Hagmann Report to fill up to build the infrastructure of the back half of the month of May. I had a great guest lineup through May 14th. So typically when I get about two weeks out, I need to start building the infrastructure of the remaining calendar. And then I always leave room to tag in the reporters from Gateway Pundit, Breitbart, et cetera, who can bring us the news of the day. There's always a little flexibility built into the calendar. Pastor Mike, between Tuesday, May 1st and Friday, May 11th, I was troubled. And it took a couple of days. Understand, listeners, that I was putting the puzzle pieces together here. This is all ex post facto now, so it should make perfect sense to you all. But at the time, I was kind of in a Sherlock Holmes moment. So after 3 or 4 days, I began to notice I have a lot of invitations out to appear on the program, and I have no responses whatsoever. Now, I want to be clear. It's not that I'm getting responses that say, hey, that date doesn't work for me, or, hey, John, great to hear from you. Check in next month. I'm out of the country. No, zero responses. I sat down and discussed this with Doug Hagmann on or about May 6, May 7, and he encouraged patience. He noted that it was Cinco de Mayo and that we had Memorial Day around the corner. We were kind of in the doldrums of summer after a particularly brutal winter, as you well know in Ohio, and we do too here in Northwest Pennsylvania. So Doug encouraged patience. I was not feeling patient whatsoever. By Tuesday the 10th, I knew I was in trouble. Pastor Mike, we had 40 invitations out to guests ranging from Jim Hoff, the founder and editor-in-chief of the Gateway Pundit, former White House correspondent Jack Posobiec, at Jack Posobiec on Twitter, et cetera, Gerald Celente. These are people we do business with regularly who turn around emails with the proper professional, you know, polite time frame. And on Thursday the 10th of May, I began I was troubled in my spirit. The Lord, I felt, was speaking to me and telling me, look, there is, with all due respect to Doug and his sentiment, there's something wrong here. And that night, it was Wednesday of that week, Joe Hagmann and I co-hosted the evening show. And that's when the missile exchange happened between contingents of the Iranian special forces and the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. So we had a missile exchange happen. We had, a war zone go hot for a period at that time. A regular contributor to the Hagmann Report and a friend of the show, Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer on Twitter, she was in Gaza and she was on InfoWars. Alex was interviewing her. And I shot her both an email and a text asking her if she would like to take a 30-minute segment that evening on the Hagmann Report. As I said, I always leave 30 to 60 minutes open each night to plug in these last-minute pieces of reportage. And Laura Loomer is a total pro. She turns around emails like a robot. And so I didn't hear back from Laura. And then at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Jerusalem, I got a text from Laura apologizing profusely for not responding to my text, stating that she would have loved to have come on the show and she was available to do so. And so it was a bummer. It was a missed opportunity to get firsthand reporting from the war zone across the world. I was able to infer from that exchange with Laura Loomer, Pastor Mike, that she had not received the email invitation, and she had subsequently not returned or responded to the email either. That was late Thursday night. As I stated, Friday morning, I woke up and I was contacted by a news source. And then I found a piece at Lisa Haven's YouTube channel about the Google component of this DHS media influencer list compilation. And I realized that my Gmail account had somehow been compromised. I've been producing the show for 2 years. I've never had even close to 40 invitations out with zero response. In fact, we bat well over 500-600 for guest invitations versus confirmations. So on Friday, May 11th, I went into the studio early. Tech Eric and I got into the nuts and bolts of what was going on. We did a analysis of my Gmail account. We realized that we needed to immediately transfer me over to the HagmanReport.com server, which is hosted in a non-data treaty compliant country outside the United States. And I want Soaring Eagle Radio listeners to just stop for a moment and think about what I just said. We host our program, a Christian, Judeo-Christian constitutionalist news program, from servers in a non-data treaty compliance country outside the United States. That's what we have to do to remain viable. So as soon as we shifted my email over to john@hagmanreport.com, and I would encourage any Soaring Eagle listeners, if they care to correspond, john@hagmanreport.com. As soon as that happened, Friday, May 11th, the guest invitation to guest confirmation ratio corrected immediately.
Wow.
And that was, by my inference, by the implication of what had occurred over the last 12 days, it was clear to me that I had somehow snagged the attention of Google. And what they did, to go back to that Orwell quote again, was so insidious, because I was still receiving emails from proflowers.com or from my mom or from whatever. So it would appear that the email account was functioning perfectly, except that all of the media influencers with whom we do business, and Pastor Mike, I say this humbly, but that number's in like the 400 or 500s. Yeah. We have a very deep bench of guests. I wasn't receiving any correspondence from them. And the last thing I would like to add is it was at that time that we had to disable our global interactive chat on our YouTube channel, a YouTube channel, by the way, which as soon as we hit the top 5 live streams across the entire YouTube platform, it was the Hagman Report, the Young Turks, and 3 gamer channels. As soon as we got to that 4,200 live stream viewers sweet spot, CNN files a copyright complaint against us for running the State of the Union address, and we are kicked off of YouTube live stream for 90 days. We were able to fight that copyright complaint. Special thanks to Rhonda, who does a ton of work for us up in the Northeast. She got that corrected, and we were back on live stream approximately 3 weeks later. And we were also back down to 565 live stream viewers, having lost approximately 800% of where we were at. Our interactive chat was subsequently hacked. And I know when people hear the word hack, I think they feel a little dubious about it, but this is the straight truth. Our interactive chat typically has anywhere from 200 to maybe 500 participants in it. And you get to know some of these people by their screen names and their avatars when you see them night after night after night. Pastor Mike, imagine this. Some of the sweetest, forgive me, listeners, but little old church ladies across the country who never say anything except God bless and keep you, or in Jesus' name, I'll have you in my prayers. Their screen name and avatar would appear in our chat to be spouting and spewing the most violent, dehumanizing, and profane combination of words in the English language.
Wow.
And so we had, so where does that leave us? We just got back to live streaming capabilities. We take a 700%+ whack on our market impact for live stream. And now we have to disconnect the global interactive chat. What better methodology could Satan employ to, I mean, he basically closed down what for many people was the online foyer that they utilize nightly for fellowship. A lot of these people are insular. They're isolated in all points of the compass. And we can no longer serve them through that platform because it was hacked by one of two people. It was either hacked by a genius hacker who's got nothing, you know, the typical black hoodie over the head type caricature, yeah. Or it was somebody at YouTube, remember, owned by Google. Yeah. It was somebody at YouTube who had nothing better to do but overtake our channel, because the only way you can overtake the gold wrench in the moderator world of YouTube is to actually be YouTube. So that's where we're at. And this is one thing I love about our platform. We are resilient. We don't back down. We don't take any jive. And what we're doing now is Tech Eric is building a stellar global interactive chat that is profoundly superior to what YouTube offered, and we'll launch that in approximately 2 to 3 weeks from right now. So God is good. He gives us the resilience that we need, Pastor Mike, to rebound from these things, but it is a constant 24/7, 365 issue on any given day. Yeah. Doug Hagman will receive court documents. I will have a censorship issue that I'm dealing with on one of our platforms. Tech Eric will experience a systems crash that has no rhyme or reason behind it whatsoever. And this is the type of stuff that we have to navigate through and overcome every day before we can even begin doing the jobs that the public writ large recognize us for doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. That's a real look behind the scenes of what happens, what is being thrown in front of us, in front of the Hagman report and the Hagman team, and they're not the only ones. John's not trying to say that. Other folks that are standing on the front lines with us, they're experiencing much of the same thing. And again, this is not unexpected. It's the ferocity of it perhaps has taken us aback to begin with. But you heard John say, we're going to keep pressing forward. We're going to keep marching on. We're not going to be silenced until the Lord takes us out of here. That's the only time that we're going to be silenced. But anyway, John, I appreciate that behind the scenes look. Let's talk just briefly about some of the things before we went on the air. There are some articles that caught your attention, and maybe this would be a good time also, John, to tell folks, listen, if you want to get some good news, well, first of all, go to the Hagman Report, because they're going to compile and pull in information and post articles that are worth your reading, because they are equipping you to understand what's really going on. But what are some of the sites, John, that you frequent when you're putting together shows or you're looking for topics? Where do you go for real news?
Oh, well, that's an excellent question. And thank you, Pastor Mike. And by the way, thank you for your patience and the patience of the listeners of Soaring Eagle Radio for my rant. And I apologize if I sounded a little edgy or irritable, but I hope that your listeners can understand what level of impact this has on us. We're God's servants. We're human beings. We have the same emotional spectrum as everybody else, and it bedraggles us. You get to a point sometimes where you wish, to be perfectly frank, you could just personify this and punch them in the nose. Right. But to answer your question, some great sites to start your daily news curation perusal. Newsbusters is phenomenal. It's one of Joe Hagman's favorites. Of course, we utilize the Drudge Report. We do so with discernment, because I've noticed Matt Drudge and his team of editors, they tend to glom onto trends. You know, it's all about demonology for a while, or it's all about natural disasters, et cetera, et cetera. So we use Drudge Report like everyone else. I use Daily Sheeple, Newsweek.com a lot. That's another news aggregation site that is a little bit more preparedness oriented, a little bit more conservative, patriot oriented. We use, pjmedia.com, but we also use, the other side of the political spectrum, the other side of truth and lies. We use, we use MSNBC, we use CNN, we use, the Daily Beast and Huffington Post, et cetera, because we need to use these ridiculous platforms to demonstrate to our listeners and viewers just how profound the deception is at this point. And Pastor Mike, I'd like to segue. I know we're getting short on time, but let's consider for a moment the American church and the power that has been rendered impotent at this point. When I was first coming up in this community back in 2010, 2011, I used to ponder this from time to time. I used to say that there were essentially five components to a civilized nation. There's government, there's the corporate side, there's the academic educational side, there's what I call the cultural, kind of social cultural side pillar, if you will, and then lastly, there's the church. You can pretty much qualify and categorize everything that goes on in our day-to-day lives under one of those five categories. So what exists, what infrastructure pre-exists right now that has the power, the numbers, and could potentially have the teeth to get grill to grill with these people who would dare compile lists of media influencers? And mind you, not just media influencers, but new media consumers. Your listeners, Pastor Mike, are going on that list.
Yep.
And so we look at the church today. This is from pjmedia.com today. I know Joel Osteen's kind of our favorite punching bag, but frankly, if the shoe fits, wear it. Headline, Joel Osteen's church has a $90 million annual budget. Now, for new listeners to Soaring Eagle Radio, Pastor Mike Spaulding is also the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel in Lima, Ohio. Pastor Mike, would you care to comment just right out of the gate on a $90 million annual church budget?
I can't even fathom that, John. It's just not because if I were to tell folks what our budget is for the year, they wouldn't believe it anyway. So, I mean, it is microscopic compared to what you just said. Microscopic, folks.
So is ours, and that's why I often use the metaphor we are carrying water. That's what we're trying to do. We wake up every day, we take our bucket, we go dip it in the resources that we believe the Lord provides. We take it to where He would direct us, and we pour it out to those who care to use our platform for information or Calvary Chapel Lima for spiritual nourishment and growth. $90 million a year, Joel Osteen at Lakewood Church in Houston. Here's how it breaks down, and I really want Soaring Eagle listeners to pay close attention to this. 90 million bucks per year. Weekly services and programs, 31.7 million. Night of Hope events, 6.7 million. TV ministry, $25.1 million. General and administrative, 11.5 million. Now this is the takeaway here, listeners. Fundraising, Lakewood Church in Houston, Joel Osteen. Fundraising, $11.9 million, and then missions and outreach, $1.2 million. They are spending 1,000% more money to make money than they are on missions and outreach. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Pastor Mike, but should we just take a quick glimpse at the book of Acts?
Yes. Well, I jotted those figures down, John, and I thought, oh, my goodness, 31 million a week just to do the weekly services, 31 million a year just for weekly services, 25 million for television, and 1.2 for missions. Something's upside down there, folks. In my humble opinion, what we should be looking at is something closer to 25 million of that, or a third. 30-some million for missions and outreach. Now, some might argue, well, that's what television is. No. Television is just another way of fundraising. That's all it is. It's to get your message, get your brand out. But anyway, I don't want to go on a rant about that, John, because I'll take up the little boy.
You know, I'd like to, forgive me, I'd like to conclude with a message of hope for the listeners today.
That's great.
And forgive me if I lack eloquence here, because this is almost first blush, but this is what's been on a collision course with my heart the last couple of weeks. Every single one of the listeners out there need to be a difference maker. There's a great song by a band that all of us at Hagman Report really like, Need to Breathe, and the song is Difference Maker. And what I mean by that is simply this. Pastor Mike, let's be honest with each other. There's no grand political solution coming to this stuff. It's too corrupt. It's too convoluted. You would literally have to burn the house to the ground, chop and clear the land, and rebuild with fresh lumber. You got to pour new wine into new wine skin.
That's right.
That's where we're at in the political climate today. God bless President Trump. But again, he is a single man, and he is most certainly not the Messiah. He is a real estate magnate and reality TV star who I happen to love and pray for almost daily. But what we need to focus on, in my opinion, is being a difference maker. And at Hagman Report, our model has shifted considerably in the last 12 months. We used to operate as a retail advertising model, but because of the Google AdSense and the Lawfare components that stopped cold advertising revenue approximately 12 months ago, we had to shift to a direct donation and development model. And God bless each and every person out there that even takes the time to pen us a note of encouragement and send a dollar or $5. Now, we have some donors that help us out considerably more as the Lord enables them. What we are developing now, and we're not ministers. None of us are ordained. We're not, unlike yourself, Pastor Mike, we are not a clergyman, but we are trying to get it right. And it's a first fruit approach to how the financial component of our platform runs. So when you look at the last 6 months of our content, there are several points on the calendar that I'm very satisfied with. The Saucier family, Christian and Sadie Saucier, and their young daughter. He was infamously thrown in prison for taking selfies on a nuclear sub. That story is so convoluted, we'd need a whole nother episode just to talk about that. But we had Christian on the Hagman Report last fall. It was a last-minute addition to the calendar, literally minutes before we went live. And we covered his story, and our listeners and viewers put together almost $4,000. That family had a car repossessed. They were behind on the mortgage 2 months, and they had no food in the house, okay? And our listeners, HagmanReport.com listeners, they stepped up, they stood up, they put their money where their mouths are and where their hearts should be, and they nourished this family literally with food and keeping them in their home. Now, 6 months later, President Donald Trump pardons Christian Saucier, a presidential pardon. It's one of the biggest news items of that day's news cycle. They gave two interviews. They gave one to Fox and Friends, and they gave one to HagmanReport.com. And that's because the Christian hearts out there rose to the occasion when this family was in need. Moving on quickly, number two, the story of Nicholas McIntosh, 17-year-old young man, American expatriate, a Floridian living with his father and siblings down in Peru. Regrettably, his biological mother died several years ago from breast cancer, and it was just a wipeout emotionally for the McIntosh family. She went from perfectly healthy to dead of breast cancer in a matter of weeks. And that motivated the family to relocate down to Peru, where the publicist that I work with regularly, Bill McIntosh, OcasoMedia.com, where he tried to build a new life. Well, his son Nicholas is now almost 18 years old. Well, he is 18 now, but he's 17 years old, closing in on 18. He wants to leave Peru, come back to his native country, and he wants to be a U.S. Marine. So we brought Nicholas McIntosh on with his father. We just told a quick story about the family, roughly about what I just said right now. And again, our listeners and viewers stepped up, and they enabled financially Nicholas McIntosh to repatriate to the U.S., Florida to South Carolina, and then directly into United States Marine Corps boot camp. Pastor Mike, you can't make this stuff up. I talked to his father, Bill McIntosh, about 10 days ago. When Nicholas McIntosh goes from recruit to Marine by title, which is going to happen in a few weeks here, when that happens, the day he graduates boot camp is the annual commemoration of his mother's passing.
Oh, wow.
And lastly, the story of the Teshua Tea Company. Teshua in Hebrew means deliverance. This gentleman, Brad Hopp is his name, TeshuaTea.com. They handcraft teas and coffees and for lack of a better word, tchotchkes, coasters, trinket boxes, jewelry, etc. And they, what they do is genius. A gentleman who shall remain unnamed. I know who he is. I know what city and country he works in, but for specific, OPSEC purposes, he needs to remain anonymous. But he was on the program, with Doug and Joe Hagman back on, Friday, May 18th. And what is going on is essentially in an Asian communist country, the second gentleman who is a missionary, we call him Andrew, they opened a restaurant that is a front to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who are living under multi-generational communist tyranny. And listeners, please understand, when you don't have multi-generational liberty, it is almost impossible to make a conscientious decision to follow Jesus Christ, because you don't have the liberty component. You don't have your liberty to give over to the will of God. You're lacking part of what you need to make that commitment, not to mention the cultural and generational issues therein. So long story short, Teshua T partners with quote unquote Andrew, and they open a restaurant to minister to the residents of this Asian communist country. Well, one of the young ladies who began working at the restaurant connected quote unquote Andrew to a karaoke bar owner who turns out to be a pimp. And he is prostituting girls as young as 11 years old out to the local residents of this medium-sized metropolitan area. Now, Teshua Tea, through not only selling these crafted teas and coffees, and by the way, this is not meant to be some kind of commercial. I'm not even going to spell Teshua for you, okay? But what they do is they sell the coffees and teas here in the United States for the U.S. dollar value, and then they are able – and Joel Osteen could take a lesson from this. They are able to revert 70%+ of their profit back to this communist country. And I hate being vague. I wish I could give people the specifics. And Pastor Mike, to date, they have rescued 22 girls between ages 11 and 18 from a life of drug abuse, sexual abuse, child trafficking, and child prostitution. So here's my parting thought for today. Be a difference maker.
Yes.
Think about a first fruit mentality. Yes, guess what? Here's a newsflash. The Hagman Report runs on your money, folks. Yep. My salary comes from your money. But we are trying, and like I said at the outset, we are still learning. This doesn't come naturally to the average human being, I don't think, but we're learning, Pastor Mike, to pay forward those resources.
Yeah.
And we can see differences. We've got a young man whose mother died of breast cancer. It flipped his world upside down. Guess what? In a couple of months, we're going to have this sharp Marine in his Class A uniform back on the show to give us a follow up. There won't be a dry eye in the house. We have contact with people who have 22 young ladies who are no longer being prostituted. Again, at age 11, they are now living in a safe house environment, and Teshua Tea Company is actually developing the resources on a one-to-one match with the former pimp who became a Christian. He repented, He let go of his entire coterie of young ladies. Most of them became Christians as well. And they are now opening a second safe house in this country. And we're just so excited about that. So what every listener can do today, and this is critical because you've got to counterbalance the negativity with being a difference maker. Even as something as simple as with your next door neighbor, take your next door neighbor a plate of food, drive your elderly friend down the street to church on a Sunday morning. If every listener to Soaring Eagle Radio made a commitment to, at their level of capability, be a difference maker, guess what would happen exponentially overnight? God will honor that. He will explode it exponentially. It'll be like compounding interest in the kingdom of God. And all of a sudden, we don't have to parse through so many problems every day because God's remnant body are solving the problems on a local level. If people would just grasp the idea that HagmanReport.com, SoaringEagleRadio.com, these are not infotainment platforms. These are not designed for you to sit on your sofa and tune in to quote unquote doom porn. This is not what this is about. We're trying to share with you, and I hope I've done so on a pretty transparent level today, what we go through, what it takes to make all this work, and most importantly, putting one foot in front of the other to make a difference, whether it be a young man starting a career as a United States Marine or young ladies who we will never meet, excuse me, on this side of life, who have been freed from child prostitution. Excuse me, I feel a little emotional.
Yes. Amen. Amen, John. Well, thank you. That was a fantastic reminder through some real life examples and illustrations, folks, of the difference that you can make. Everybody can make a difference if you'll listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit in your own lives, and as the Lord opens doors and gives you opportunities to share of your material resources with other people. God will exponentially multiply that and touch so many other lives. John, it's been a real blessing and pleasure to have you back on Soaring Eagle Radio. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. And let's not let so much time go by before the next one. How's that?
Pastor Mike, my love and my utmost respect to Kathy and yourself and the team at Soaring Eagle Radio, as well as the body at Calvary Chapel Lima. By the way, Joe Hagman and myself will be attending service at Calvary Chapel Lima here in a few weeks, and we're going to have the opportunity to meet some of your leaders in the church there, and we're greatly looking forward to that. And lastly, if listeners care to access the article that we led off today with, again, that article, Tech Tyrants Collude with Homeland Security, Media Influencers Are the Target, I will move that back up in queue front and center at HagmanReport.com, Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, report.com. And I would encourage your listeners, take a moment with this article, but by all means, counterbalance it with the power that you were given by your God and by the blood of Jesus Christ to be a difference maker. If every person who accesses this interview today will just do one thing on their local level, then Pastor Mike, what we're doing and all of the arduous difficulty therein is so well worth it.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you. John, thanks for joining me, and we will chat soon, brother.
Thank you.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.